to Friday, 6 to 9 on Smile 90.4 FM.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show on Smile FM. What a great morning for, well, for Ireland in general. Munster have just won the trophy for the URC year in Cape Town, beating the Stormers. And of course, you know, all over the world, the Irish are known to excel. And this morning, one of my all-time faves in terms of Irish actors and actors in general joins us live on the show. Maria Doyle Kennedy, good morning and welcome to the Ryan O'Connor Show.
Good morning. It's really lovely to finally be able to see and hear you, and you can hear me, I hope, for the radio.
We can indeed. I can't believe 30 years have come and gone that you've been entertaining the world with your singing and your acting. And I remember the first time seeing you, and unfortunately, my Irish roots mean Father Ted was something very, very special to me. There was a huge connection for me with that. And Patsy, from Patsy all the way through to playing and falling in love with the Karoo, a strong base for a South African book that's now turned into this amazing series. Does it feel like 30 years that you've been in the industry?
Oh, jeepers. No, it doesn't. But I thanks so much for reminding me.
You don't look like you've been acting for 30 years.
I don't look like a totally ancient person.
No.
Is that what you mean?
Yes.
I guess it's hard to imagine time going by so quickly, isn't it?
Yeah.
But then I just turn around and look at my children and they just seem to be, you know, have grown massively. So I know something's happened, but I feel lucky to be working and to be,
sure.
It's not, you know, it's not always the way in my profession. So
I'm really
glad to have had all those experiences and learned a little bit as I was going along from each of them. And South Africa, being there making Recipes for Love and Murder, it's the first time I was ever in South Africa. I felt just completely in love with your country. Oh my God, it's an astonishing place.
And it's a special story. I mean, Sally Andrews' book, Tani Maria. Now, we say Tani. I hope that somebody while you were in South Africa explained to you what a Tani was and to try and get the pronunciation of that right as well.
They did. They also told me a lot of stories about it. Our director in particular, Christian Olvagen, he said that the first time his mother was called Tani, but the first time she was referred to as Tani, it was not really a happy moment for her. And I did notice that anytime I went into a shop, sometimes people would refer to me as sis or sister. And I was always felt I liked that a tiny bit better. But I learned a lot about a lot of things when I was there, I must say.
Now, to make matters worse for me, because I mentioned this Irish connection there, they make you play a Scottish woman. Now, why didn't they just let you play an Irish woman?
Well, I think they had already written the character as coming from Scotland. And one of the people who was involved in the show had worked with me before on a series called Outlander, where I play a Scottish character on that. And to be honest, I really like having an accent when I'm working, because I'm doing a show at the moment in Wales for the BBC, and I'm playing somebody from Northern Ireland. But if you have an accent, it immediately makes you sort of not be yourself.
Yeah.
So it's actually very helpful. And when I read the scripts, I just fell in love with the show so much. And I was delighted to be any kind of an accent doing her. I made a little, almost like a little short film for my self-tape. Obviously, we couldn't go meet anybody then. The people were all in South Africa.
Yes.
So I made a little tape for them. But I mean, I got my husband to film me like cooking in the kitchen and all kinds of things, because I really wanted to do it so much. So I was really happy to get that, just to be there, to meet everybody and work with such other amazing actors, Tony Kuroke and Jennifer Steen. And I had a brilliant time. Wonderful.
Continuing our conversation with Maria Doyle Kennedy from Ireland. My Irish accent has just made me feel like I want to be back in Dublin.
It's very good.
Thank you very much. Now, speaking of not being in Dublin, being in South Africa, Maria, would you come back here again soon?
I definitely will. I just found it so absolutely fascinating. We were mostly in Cape Town.
Yes.
Which is, of course, such a beautiful, beautiful city dominated by this mountain everywhere and the sea on one side. And then we filmed up in the Karoo as well, which has its own entire personality. And then I just a small bit began to dig into your languages, which are so beautiful. I didn't know there were so many. I started trying to learn how to make little clicks with my tongue so I could get a little bit of casa going. And my knowledge, I'm ashamed to say, was really fairly simple before I was there. And I would have known a little bit about the sort of main points of your politics and your history.
Got you.
But not all of the nuance. And so it was amazing to see and meet so many different people. And luckily, I suppose, for me as well, the film and the television industry is of the more progressive parts of what's going on now in South Africa, as you will know from your work as well.
Absolutely.
So it was just an incredible mixture of people, and they all told me a lot of different stuff about their families, about where they'd come from in the country, about the history of the country. Mm. I've only just begun to tap into learning. I'm definitely going back.
Maria, your life, and you talk about being blessed to be able to always be busy working. You've played these vast different characters in series like, Orphan Black, The Tudors, you mentioned Outlander, Love and Murder is now the one that we're looking forward to. Also, what people don't know about in South Africa about you is that you're such an accomplished singer. That, you've got this vast CV of, what can't you do?
I'm not very good at baking. I had to pretend a lot when we were making recipes for Love and Murder. I did actually make the recipes because I wanted to know how the things went together.
Yes.
But there's an incredibly beautiful, luscious cake that appears as one of my seduction tips, Tani Maria's seduction tips. And I did not make the cake, I have to say. I just kind of pretended with that. I just kind of dropped a few petals and things on the top to sort of look like I was doing the decorating, but it is not my handiwork, nor would you want to eat any of my cakes.
We have a world exclusive, ladies and gents. The cake that features is not made by Tani Maria in this show. Maria, listen, it is so incredible of you to take some time out to chat to people in Cape Town, especially now that you visit the city and you kind of have an idea and a grasp of the landscape here. As Cape Townians, and I'm sure South Africans, you would have appreciated our warm hospitality and our just readiness to open up our doors and welcome not only the movie industry, but anybody from foreign shores who comes to South Africa and Cape Town. So I appreciate your generosity.
I really can't wait to go back. And while I was there as well, we were still going through, partly bits, the pandemic was still around and people were still having to distance a bit and mask up. And so I definitely want to go back now that the world is a little bit of a different place, and also go and see some music and make some music there and explore all that bit of your culture as well. Oh, I'm just getting excited actually thinking about it.
I'm excited about seeing you again and watching Recipes for Love and Murder. Maria Doyle Kennedy, thank you so much for making our week here, lighting up in the middle of winter, in the middle of a rainy season. Otherwise, a normal sunny day summer day in your neighborhood. In ours, when it rains, it's winter and we feel the cold. There was the other thing that we got from the Irish on the weekend. They said, this isn't winter, mate. This isn't winter. This is a summer day. 18 degrees with a bit of rain, and they were loving it. Shorts and t-shirts, and they were almost taking tops off in 18 degree weather.
Yeah.
And we were like blankets, scarves, wrapped up going, this is cold. So thanks so much for joining us and wishing you all the best. Looking forward to chatting to you again sometime soon.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Thanks. Bye, Maria. I like you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.